Begin the current daf. Masech this about the zara daf laman alpha. Begin number base. Begin to smach to smachal to begins the words the gemara. Hashleicha b'shal yain yad kuti. Someone sends a barrel of wine in the hand of a kuti. V'tzir umurius b'yadu b'kachavim, and these brine, the fish brine, in the hands of a non-Jew. So medatik rabbeinu tam infers from the wording, the mashmit sounds like midafalgina betrayed babas, from the fact that we split into two different cases. Shema minam, that the inference is davka katani. It's specific. Yain biyad kuti, wine in the hand of a kuti is problematic. Av biyad b'kachavim loy sagi b'chaysim echad, and that is, however, by a non-Jew wouldn't be sufficient in one seal, because for asik rabban, you can only grabban, who hold one seal is not enough. Then, if that's the case, tirumurius, sagi b'chaysim mechad av l'rabban, it comes out that the fish brine is enough with one seal, even according to the rabban. So it's a wonder, because if that's the case, tik shulik the army del el. You ask on the ikad army we mentioned before, the army belazi says, hakol mishtam b'chaysim techaysim. Everything could be protected in the double seal. The mashmat sounds like, call me in the chaysim techaysim, that everything needs a double seal. But aren't you telling me now that tzira murius is enough with one seal? The Yerushalmi says we can say is, because that's what we're saying. We're saying the chavish aliyin biyad kuti is enough for one seal. Non-Jew not. Needs chaysim techaysim. Tzira murius biyad kuti chavim, then obviously tell me is enough with one seal. But doesn't it sound like everything needs chaysim techaysim? The Yerushalmi says the hakol loikoi, this is what we say, everything. Loikoi el ashar mili, the chavis. That's only the other things of the acronym ches beiz yod sof. Av champag, which is chiltis, murius, pasu, gvina. So murius is one of the cases. I mean, come on, we say later on, the sagi b'chaysim echad actually is enough with one seal, so it's not difficult. Now, Rashi actually explains that yain biyad kuti, it's not just by a kuti, actually, b'kol shmiyad b'kachabim, that what? So, karas chaysim, that you have to recognize the seal. Uba karas chaysim yashari, but that actually with one seal, it would be permitted. I mean, it was stringent that at least you have to have a chaysim for the kuti, but with a non-Jew also would help, kirabalaza. Mashma, it sounds like the after Belazit, so Chakars Chaysim, even Kurt Belazit, you would have to recognize the seal, Bishaleich Biderech Me'il Eir, when you send it on the road from city to city. Now, Vavla Dirv Rebbein Tam, now even Kurt Rebbein Tam Shemaim and Abayzik Rabbanon, that he explains the Abayzik like Rabbanon, but Mid Rabbanon, Nishmal Rebbeleza. But you could still understand the Kurt Rebbeleza, Labam Rabbanon, Bitzir Murius, didn't they say by Tzir Murius, the Sagib Chaysim Echad, it's not with one seal, the way Akars Chaysim, that you have to recognize the seal, Rebbeleza Nami, Biyayin, the Sagib Chaysim Echad, where he holds that it's not with one seal, tzarech hakaras chaysim, you have to recognize the seal. Bimkin, if that's the case, says yesh lezar, you have to be careful, b'shaleich yayin l'chaber, when you're sending one to your friend, b'en ha'lech sham l'hakar chaysamay, that it's not going over there to recognize his seal, tzarech chaysim, tzarech chaysim, then you have to have a double seal. Oim shaleich, or if he sends, ksav, a writing, l'hidia, to let him know, e'chaysamay, let me know, what was the seal like? V'yidia, lo'ebi kachavim, and he also has to notify the non-Jew, shakach sholach lo'ed, that I sent this to the recipient. And he's going to tell me if it looks the same. Then it helps one seal, because the non-Jew, keeping the other, since he knows this, Mirtas is afraid, he's not going to forge it. Now, Bein Tam Pirish, he explains, the Rebbe Lezer was not concerned for forgery. You don't have to recognize the seal. Even if he doesn't go to recognize the seal. And even if he doesn't ask for a request from the recipient, how was it sealed? Mutter, it's going to be permitted. Maisi Rai brings a proof in the comment Talmud L'Kamon from the fact that Gemara later on Perek Beis Davos Hamachtes on my base. Ash the Kamal Kribalaza, and now that we hold the Kribalaza, the Lechaish L'Zuba that was not concerned for forgery. Amai Lo Mesvin L'Chamer Yad Avikachavim Mechulu. Why don't we send wine and hand them an Anju, etc. So you see, that's how we hold. Now, but the Eved Yesh Lismach Habsak Rabbein Tam. After the fact, one can rely on the ruling Rabbein Tam. Now, Bein Chasim Es Hachavis. Now, what is this idea of the seal on the barrel? Pirush Rabbein Baruch, he explains B'zel L'Shoyne, and these are his words that. And this is in the Sefer Truma. Nochan Adav, it's appropriate list of pichavis to seal the opening of the barrel bin oiris with a bundle of flax or with a bach or something else. Velos oral estima, and to put leather on the seal kavua that's permanent by masmaris with nails. Velicht vaisius, and to write letters. Chetzin al or, half will be on the piece of leather. Vechetzin al difne karshe chavis, and half will be on the walls of the boards of the barrel. Shem yekbiu b'kachav ma'or, because so if the non-Jew is going to lift up the piece of leather, lo yochel chavim liyashar gebetchil, he's not going to be able to put it back exactly as it was in the beginning. That's going to be recognizable. And v'las is chichik echad, and to put one ornament shekoyin circula sava shalayim around the bottom, b'mokim shemachbar and doifne chavis, where it's connected to the walls of the barrel. L'kvayishim b'mesmaris, and to put with nails, b'mnei an oiris, Hatchuvah Sham Saviv, because of the flask, because of the bundle of flax that's stuck in over there all around, that the non-Jew shouldn't take it out. To take out the wine from there, and to push it back in afterwards, and we'll get to its first place. And all the spigots lachtach to cut off, or b'masmaris, and to nail in some leather, or likvay nesarim, or to put boards lachasa kol shalayim abarzes to cover all the bottoms and all the spigots lachan l'shayna, that it doesn't sneak it out some other way. And vishlach lechaver ksav, because Bishas he also send a letter to his friend, as we said. Because Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda b'tshuva, it's brought in say b'tshuma. To Reb Shlema, something like to Rashi, and their response him could be mayim in their days. Their barrels were made out of earthenware. Now, when the opening of the barrel was closed, also he died. And that would be enough, like Rebbelezer. But that's what you told him. But our barrels, even after you seal off the opening of the barrels and the spigots, the problem is the non-Jew could still stick a knife between the boards. And had to take out the wine. Well, the feature boss, according to his response, he says, yes, we should make it forbidden. Even if he seals it in the way we explain. Now, those who are stringent, they cover all the boards of the barrel with these ornaments, and also the bottoms with boards. And then you don't have to be concerned at all. Now, those who lean with one seal, even without the recognition of the seal, without even getting the letter from the recipient, Miyashma Braisa, they resolved the Braisa, the Mahi Makar Chesamai, that if he recognized the seal, Leshielach like here, it doesn't mean he has to go and recognize it. Im Holoch Hamotza, Meikar Chesamai, it just means that if he went and he found and he recognized the seal, then Mutu Gamer, it's totally permitted. Kivadu Lezaifu, because now we know for sure he didn't forge. But if he doesn't recognize when he went over there and he saw it as he doesn't see as he made it, then you have to be concerned maybe the non-Jew forged it. But if he didn't go after he sealed it, and the recipient, the Jew, finds it sealed, it's going to be permitted. But it says, the one who's stringent, blessings should come on him. Because of Rav Moshe Mikutzi, Besifrei, the Tzad Mikutzi writes in the Sefer, the Smag, since those who are lean, those who are stringent, ain't long the right brewer less, so we don't have a clear proof to make it forbidden. But then Chavis Rekanius and the halach of empty barrels and the Fashion Pacific by the Zara will explain later on the Vaidam and based on Maschal Rava, Kishnagir Shem Yitzchim when they get there with God's help. These tests must begin to come up. Asr Sheikh of Hulu, why did they say that the Sheikh, the beer of a non Jew, is forbidden? Which Tesis says, is a Sheikh, there's prohibition of the beer, limit seen, we don't find Lebe Mishnah of Lebe Braisa. Shem Bebeham, maybe the days of the Amiram is when they made it forbidden. The next test, Matta begins Gemara, Nachman Ami said, Mishum Gila, the problem is because it's left uncovered. Ram Temete says, and if you can say, Tes as the Kesakalag says, Laman Ami Shum Gila, according to one that says, because it's left uncovered, my Temet Loy Ton Lebe Masneeten, so why doesn't the Mishnah teach it im Givinois with the Allah of the cheeses, the Tamein Ami Shum Gila, with the reason is also because it's left uncovered. Rav Nachman does not hold later on that Lamahim and Bayes look over there, big Venus in the cheeses, that time of the Gila, the reason is because left uncovered. At the time, they shall meet the Masara of Arlets because they curdle it with the sap of Arlet tree. So, therefore, it's not the same reason. Then it says, Lamanda Mashem Gila, big Venus, but according to the one who holds that, the reason by cheese is because left uncovered. He saw the time of the Gila, if he holds here, the reason the Gila, so why don't you put it together? Vishlam, he says, keep in the Hach like Lamechash. Since he don't have to be concerned, Hechad Le Motzlu Maya when they don't filter the water. And also the hops will equal it out. So lipsik, it's not 100% clear, therefore we don't say it definitively in the Mishnah. The place where they filter out the water. But in time you can say Lamanda Malakunda, one who says on the Flaman Mouth, I'm like Yusuf Kapti, that the non-Jews are at least particular about cleanliness. Michael Mim, what are you gonna say? They don't leave it uncovered. But you can say no, the Bashekhali Kapi Kokah, by beer they're not so particular. And the reason is they should say but they're gonna end up taking out all the inferiorities of it, because ye also when it's going to be made by called tzarka and it's going to ferment all that's needs. Vim shekeya, and if it's going to submerge to the bottom, you sure imashmar mshel mshti, it's going to stay anyway with the sediments that's not they don't drink, and therefore they weren't concerned. Therefore, it would be a problem by gilu. They both held the problem is because of intermarriage. Rav Acha, but Rav Acha he just did more that he didn't even go to the opening of the store. He had it brought to his house. Not Mekamakam, however, both of them wouldn't drink in the non-Jew's house.
If that's the case, it's Taisa Tzarek Lizayi. You have to be careful. Shalish L'Sheichem, based on a Kachavim, not to drink beer in the non-Jew's house. There are Pub Rabach, Hashai Basroi, they were the late Amiram, Lahoy Shaisen, they didn't drink. And that's how the Lach would be. Ami, however, Mas'achsim Aves Hoi B'Kachavim, someone is staying as a guest in the non-Jew's house. Yochaliz, it could be Shemut L'Shleich Be'ir, that he could send in the city Liknois to go ahead and buy Sheikhim Nebuchadnezzar beer from the non-Jews. Because since he's staying there as a guest, it's like his house. So he's permitted. Now, even if the non-Jew is the Jew's guest, he could give him from his beer, and he could drink. And the reason the Mishum Eva, because of hatred, because they didn't make forbidden for intermarriage, only to drink together in the store, or that there's a regular habit they have to drink in the house of non-Jew, but if it just happened, a one-time thing, and then it's permitted. And the halacha of beer is bein shecher shal tamar, whether beer from dates, bein shetfu, whether of grain. And some have the words umashka devash mutter, the honey beverage is permitted, made tuta, made gadyon, is made tabuch, mishlach, mevetabala bracha. Now it says, say some in lesser shal tabuah, and don't say, oh, wait a second, the grain beer is problematic, mishum bishulah v'kachavim, because simply they have to cook the grain, and it has bishlachim, kamisalka b'daisa, like beets and porridge, that, or some of the gears of the bach, trumasa, the shulkah, v'kachavim, even though it's not fit to eat when it's raw, which generally that's the halacha criterion of bishlakim, that you're cooking it, you couldn't eat it raw. No, this really here's like the other version of Rav. That he says, as brought later on the Chesam Alf, that the issa of bishlakim is specifically kosher in al shulchan malach. It's only al shulchan malach. Kosher in al shulchan malach. Whatever would not be served for a king, im bishul abdikchavim does not have the halacha of bishlakim, and beer is one of those things that's not al shulchan malach. Vashkechan Reb Yechon and Sabel Kamal. We've heard Reb Yechon holds later on. Perik Bishmal Daf Nun Tezum and Alf. Kabbas say like him. Perik Achilitz and Yibamitz and Yibamitz and Alf. Avoidish Tamacher Lahatir Hashecher. There's another reason why to permit beer. That's no halacha bishlakim because the chayecha that tefuah but legabimayim, just like we say the grain is nullified to the water. We don't consider it as grain to make adam or mezayin to make a shahakol because it's bottled to the water. So it's considered nullified regarding that there's no prohibition by cooking the grain. It's water, which water there's no bishlakim. Like it says, Matam begins the Gemara, the Achlish Katzim Masam Chavul Gavayim. Non-Jews, because they eat the vermin, so it warms up the body, so therefore it takes care of the venom. Now, Tesis says, Tame, it's a wonder, because the Amma Perkab, keep the Gemara, the Shabbos, the Be'evam, Be'ez, Gav, Shech, Be'zer, Shal Yisrael, when you have the semen of a Jew, B'mei, Oib, Edis, Kechavim, in the womb of a non-Jew, Yisrael, by Jews, the Daigi, B'mitzvahs, since they're worried for mitzvahs, Chavul Gufayu, we say that their body heats up Tvema of the Kechavim, more than non-Jews, so why are we saying that this is only for non-Jews? To be saved from poison, from venom, in moil chaval d'dayg b'mitzvahs. It doesn't help the heat of warring for mitzvahs, like when the body heats up and it eats vermin, which is actually in their body, and that nullifies the poison of the snake, which although our body gets heat also, that wouldn't be necessarily in the digestive system like it is by the non-Jews.